We're starting on Lamentale, the last two words on the Amud. We were just talking about Hatmana, meaning that Hatmana on a Davar She'enu Mosif Hevel. We learned from our Mishnah that you're allowed to do Hatmana Bein Shemashos. And we asked, what's the reasoning for that you're not allowed to do it during nighttime, only allowed to do it during Bein Shemashos. And Ravi gave the reason, because Shema Yotiach, you might come to boil it up when you find it on Shabbos. V'yomer Rava, the last two words, returning the Amud. V'yomer Rava, mipnei ma amru, why did the Chachamim say, ein tamini medavar mosif hevel afilu mibiyot om? Why did the Chachamim say that we don't do hatmana, insulate, we don't take our cholent pot, and use, you'll see in the beginning of the fourth paragraph, there's a Mishnah that lists a whole bunch of ingredients or things, materials that you cannot do hatmana with, that you cannot insulate your pot. Because these are materials that their nature causes an increase of heat during the process of time. So, why did the Chachamim say in the beginning of the fourth parak, ein tomnim, you cannot insulate, du hatmana, v'davar mosif hevel, afilu mibiyot yom. Even during the daytime, Erev Shabbos is lots of time, you cannot insulate your pot. Gezeirah, there's a gezeirah sheme yatmin beremetz, sheish bo gechalim. There's a gezeirah, perhaps you will do hatmana, you will insulate it with dirt that had, or dust, afar, that has in it, sechalos, a spark, some kind of coals. Thank you. Rashi says, beginning of the fourth parak, the gefet, that's the leftover products from the wine, the oil industry, v'lob is zevel, and not with refuse. Afal gav the stam hatman bebiyod yomu, even though that stam hatman bebiyod yomu, the ha'asrina mechashecha, even though you're just doing it in the day, we usher it from the night. Over here we usher it because we're afraid you might put it in with a remet. This is Eifa Amari Pekachalim, dealing with ashes that has in it a coal in it. So what's the problem? Omeleya bayit. V'yatmin. Listen, you're doing it Erev Shabbos. There's no problem of doing it Erev Shabbos. So you're putting something in with a remitz on it on Erev Shabbos. It doesn't make any problem. It's Erev Shabbos. What's the problem? And the answer is, Gezeirah Sheme Yechat Bechachalim. We're worried, as Rashi says, Gezeirah Sheme Yechat Bechachalim, Mishach HaShecha. If you do Hatmana with something that's Mosif Hevel, and this Mosif Hevel is something that has a little coal in it, we're worried that now when it gets dark, Mechashecha, you'll come, Shavola Vashla Gatera, Shalo Bishla Kol Tzarko. Now remember, you put it Erev Shabbos, you wrapped it up with something that can increase its heat, and we're worried that maybe you'll wrap it up with something that will increase its heat that has a Gechalot in it. So now at nighttime, you see that it wasn't cooked all its to its fullest, so you might stir up the Gechalim. Since that might come to happen, even Erev Shabbos, the Chachamim says, you cannot insulate with something that will increase heat. Now Rashi over here, we'll just put our finger on the Rashi here. When we get to the beginning of the third parak, we're going to see there's going to be a steerer here to Rashi over there. And Rashi is a very big machloket on when you put your food on a stovetop that was cleared off. There's a machloket, it's famous machloket, Rabbanan, Chananya, we'll cover it in another week or so, and we'll go back to this Vashi. This steer is in this problem, so we're just going to be ma'or that there's a steer here. Right now we'll just read Vashi as there's no problems. Kazru af, so we made a gezeiva on something that wasn't cooked all its way. Kazru af bebishle kol tzarko. So even if something is completely cooked, Erev Shabbos, you're still not allowed to insulate it with something that might increase its heat, or might produce heat on Shabbos, ad shi'igrof or shi'iktom, until that you completely clear out any of the coals in the on the bottom of the oven, or shi'iktom, or you cover it up with dust or something. V'haki maskinon beperek kira, and this is the maskana in perek kira, diomer rebi kitma v'huvra. You can have a case over there, you put ashes on the coals in the oven, and now v'huvra, it relit. It re-got. You can see the coals now going. Mashina le'echamim. You could still put on it the hot water. Shohukma b'viyod yom. That was complete. That was cooked. Kol tzarka. Completely Erev Shabbos. For tavshil shabishul called tzarkal. And any tavshil, not just water, hot water, but anything that already completely cooked called tzarkal. V'chein omer Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to hold on to this vashi. This is a complicated vashi. When we get to the sugyas of doing shia and chazor and placing the food on the hot plate and all those things, that's going to be the beginning of the fourth, third parak. Okay. This point on, this price that we're going to have for the next 10 lines, Bein HaShemashos. It's a very famous sugya that anyone who wants to understand the luach, the zmanim, what time does shia start, what time is Tzeza Chachavim, the whole part of Bein HaShemashos going into Erev Shabbos, we have the question. This is the main sugya, this next stop over here. So first we're going to see the brisa, and then we'll talk about some of the aspects of it, and then we'll go into the Gemara, which will discuss different points on the brisa. Tana Rabbanan, Bein HaShemashos. What is Bein HaShemashos? Now the Gemara, the brisa, is going to bring down three sfeikos that it could be. What is Bein HaShemashos? Bein HaShemashos is either the first one, Safek min hayom or min halayla. It's a safek both from the day and the night. Meaning it has a din, it's like identity within itself. Bein HaShemashos at twilight, you have both day and night. Or is it safek kulo min hayom? Okay, for convenience sake, we're not going to get into the machloket yet. There's a tremendous machloket on what is Bein HaShemashos. Right now we'll assume Bein HaShemashos is from when the sun set until Tzeta Chachavim. Okay, we don't exactly know when sunset is, which we'll see. It's a machloket rishon, and there's going to be the famous Rabbeinu Tam Shita on what is Shkia. But right now, for convenience sake, Bein HaShemashos starts with sunset. When you see the sun go down on the horizon, that begins. That's called Shkia Tachama. And then at Tzeta Chachavim, when three stars come out, what we call Tzeit, that's ending of Bein HaShemashos. So that twilight period, is it called both Yom Day, night? Is it called both of them? Or is it Safek Kula Min HaYom? Meaning, until Tzeta Chachavim, until the three stars come out, we have to have a Safek that it's daytime. Or, Kula Min HaLayla. Maybe from the second that we had Shkia, that the sun set, that time period is all light night. So we don't know. This twilight period, from the time the sun sets until the three stars come out, is that, we'll say for right now, at convenience sake, 18 minutes? Is that 18 minutes, 24 minutes, is the 18 minutes both day and night, and it'll have its implications in halacha, or do we consider just completely suffic yom until the stars come out? Or the second the sun sets, we consider it nighttime. Rashi, min hayom and min halayla, it has a din of both of them. Kolomer, safek yesh bo mishneihem. Is the safek that it has both qualities of day and night, and it'll have its implications in halacha? Or it's safek kula min hayom, the whole thing is day. Safek kula min halayla. All right, gimel sfeikot, three sfeikot. Just real quickly, yom and night, we mean like this. When Shabbos comes in, we have to, and the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, Matilim oto l'chomesh neyomim. We place on him the chomer, the severity of both days. What does that mean? For example, Shkia happens, the sun goes down, Erev Shabbos. So, we take on the chomer of both days, meaning, what's the chomer over here? We say it's nighttime. So the second the sun sets, at Bein HaShemashos, we take on the chumrah that it's a suffix night. So therefore, once the sun sets, we have to assume it's Shabbos. We don't know. That's taking on the suffix that's kulin min alayla, the whole Bein HaShemashos period. Comes Motzi Shabbos, the sun goes down. We don't say that anymore. We don't say that it's a suffix night, and maybe it's nighttime and Shabbos over. Rather, from the when the sun goes down, we say it's suffix yom. Meaning, until Tzeta Chachavim happens, until the three stars come out, we have to be machmir. That, maybe it's still day. So here we're taking on the chumrah of both sfeikot, right? The suffix. Bein HaShemashos can be suffix completely day. It can be suffix completely night. When do we take on it? On Shkia, Erev Shabbos. Once the sun goes down, we have to say, oh, it's suffix Lila. I can't do anything. I have to take on all the chumras of Shabbos. Comes Motzi Shabbos, when the sun goes down, I don't say that anymore. I say, nope, maybe it's still light. Maybe it's still day. So once the sun goes down Motzi Shabbos, I have to take on the side that it's Spanish Shemashas, that it's a Suffolk Yom. And until the stars come out, I can't do anything. So that's taking on the Chumrah of Beinu Shemashos. Whatever, especially with the Raisas, even though we saw yesterday that there was what to be make along with Midah Rabbanans, but over here with Shabbos, or with Hilchus Nida, there's problems with Beinu Shemashos. We take on the assumption that it's the more difficult time of the Shitas. And therefore Shabbos, which should really only be 24 hours, all of a sudden becomes almost 25 hours. Why? Because we take on the sun setting Erev Shabbos as nighttime, Shabbos beginning, and then we wait till the stars come out, assuming that that's also Shabbos. So let's finish the Rashi. Leficha, oh, let's start the Rashi again. Safek kulam in a yom, safek kulam in a lila, hari gimel sveka. Three sveka with Beinu Shemashos. Either it's both days, either it's completely night, and therefore we take on it early, or it's completely day. Leficha matilim alav chomesh shnei yomim. We take on the severity of both days, where it's going to be a more machmir. We'll come in the forest, l'may hilchusah. Later on, just in the hemshek of the daf, we're going to ask, what's the halacha shayik l'may shem yesh bod mishneihem? What do you mean? Maybe it's both Friday and Shabbos. It's both days over there. What kind of halacha is that going to be? So that's the first part of the price. So just letting you know, Derek Agav, there's a chakira going on over here, on what is the suffix, the sveka, of Beinu Shemashos. Yeshivish Chakira. Is this something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? Meaning, we have this time period, we don't know exactly when night falls. But we have an idea sometime between sunset and the stars coming out, there's this idea. Is this suffix something that was given at Har Sinai to Moshe Rabbeinu, that this time period, this 18 minutes for convenience sake, is a suffix? There's nothing you could do about it. Or no, do we say that we can figure it out? But because of generation after generation, there was a certain forgetfulness of Torah, and the Chachamim already at the time of this Brisa, they were Mesupik. We didn't know, and therefore we have to assume it's a Suffolk. Therefore we can't, they didn't know. So is this Suffolk of Beinu Shemashos because we ourselves cannot calculate properly this time period, we forgot the Chachma? And or is it because it's something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Hashem knows the time, but at Har Sinai it was given that this time is a suffix. And this is going to go back and forth as we're going to see three shitas now in the Brisa. On one is Beinu Shemashos, especially with Rabbi Yossi, the Rishonim, they all, the Yachronim, Don and the Rishonim, oh, does he hold that it's a halach Moshe Sinai, or is it something that because they forgot? Maybe a nafkamina would be if NASA could come and tell us exactly when night would be. If it's something that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, this time period we have to look at it as suffix. What can you do about it? If it's a suffix, because we forgot it, then there might be something to talk about. It's what to think about over here. That's the suffix of Beinu Shemashos. Eizahu Beinu Shemashos. What is Beinu Shemashos? The price is going to continue to give three shitas, and the Gemaras afterwards are going to be going on these three shitas. Here's the first shita. Mishatishka hachama. Now we're just saying for convenience sake right now, Mishatishka hachama would be sunset. Even though we're going to see Rabbeinu Tam's sheet, that there's going to be a different shkia altogether, is why Rabbeinu Tzman's time is much longer. That'll be the Tosfot on Lamed Hay. Okay, Mishatishka hachama, kol zman shepnei ha-mizrach madimim, the whole time that the eastern sky is red. Hiksiv means to darken. Hiksiv hatachton, the bottom part of the sky on the horizon, when that gets dark, below hiksiv ha'elyon, but yet the top part of the sky, you could still see night, it didn't get dark yet. That's Beinu Shemashos. Okay? Hiksiv ha'elyon, now when the top part of the sky gets dark, ve'hishvil latachton, and it's the same darkness as the bottom part, the same one, Zel Laila. That's night. That's Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. See Rebbe Yehuda quickly in Rashi. Madimim, Shinira Admomiot Chama Biavim. You can still see the redness in the clouds. We see clearly from Rashi over here that it's beginning after the sun sets. After sunsets, you know, you see the cloud in the sky, you still see it's a little red, even though the sun set beyond it. As long as you see the red in the clouds, that's starting Beinu Shemashos. the face of the Mizrach? West. The Gemara is going to talk about it. It's like a window. You have to see it on the opposite side over here. That'll be tomorrow's Amud. Hiksif means Hishkir. It became dark. Hatakton, that's Takton Shel Kipa HaRagia Smucha La'aretz. That's the horizon. The Kipa, the arts, that's the globe, the horizon line. Elyon, what's considered Elyon? Takton is right on the horizon. Elyon is Gevoa Shel Kipa Eidem Meher La'aksif. Higher than the horizon line isn't as quick to darken as the horizon line. Well, the common parak, my kamar dekashya sefer reisha. In a little bit, we're going to ask on the sheet, what do you mean? It's first, it's red, the sky, and then the bottom. So we're going to ask exactly what that is. That's the first sheet that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya omer kidesh yalek adam mishatishka chama chetzimil. He gives it just a practical thing. It's a chetzi mil at time. So just real quickly, because we're going to need it, I figured it's kedai just to talk about a mil just for a second, because we're going to need it for the following gemaras. But Nehemiah says a chetzi mil. So what is a mil? A mil today is the it's the alpayim amah, right? We talked about alpayim amah. That's the amount of space for an erev tachumim. That's how much you could walk outside your town. It's 1,000 amah. That's a mil. Okay? 2000. What? 2,000. Thank you. A mil is basically anywhere from 960 meters until 1,152 meters. That's basically what a mil is. It's a distance of walking, like a mile. So when we're talking about it in Chazal, we're talking about the amount it takes to walk a mil. That's the time that we're talking about. So whenever we talk about a mil, how long does it take to walk a mil? So how long does it take to walk a mil? We're going to have a machloket on what a mil is. It's anywhere between, some people say it's 18 minutes, some people say it's 24 minutes. Okay, that would make a difference on how long it takes to walk a mil. So for Rabbi Nechemya, the whole twilight period would be anywhere from 19 to 12 minutes. Okay, it's mekel. It's a very mekel shita. We're not going to paskin like this. This idea with the mil being anywhere from 18 to 24 minutes brings down over here a Mishnah Brua that we go again lamachmir on this idea of a mil. Okay, for example, we need this mil in a few places it comes up. For example, when you're salting, how long do you leave the salt on the meat to remove the blood? The time it takes to go a mil. So over there, we say, okay, you have to keep it on at least 24 minutes. That's where we get the 24 minutes with salting. On the other hand, with matzahs, right, when you're making matzahs, how long does it take when you put the water in for the flour to become chametz stick? We say the time it takes to walk a mil. So over here, we're going to be machmir, because we're worried about it becoming chametz, so therefore we get the number of 18. So that's how we get these times over here, 18 minutes, from the time you start making the matzahs till you finish, and the 24 minutes of malicha. So over here for Shabbos, stama, we're going to go l'choma over here, and we'll assume a mil is 24 minutes, and for, again, without getting into all the machlokas, there's a lot of things going on with making the luach, we'll just keep that sheet over here. We could even do 20 minutes, because it's also, we'll go 24 minutes, because we're going to need 12 in a minute. We're going to have a little bit of mathematics today, but Jewish boys know math. You know this. It's not, nothing so bad. So the first sheet was, we look at the sky. That was Rabbi Yehuda. We see when the top part is congruent with the bottom part, and that's when Benish Mash is over. From the time the sun sets, again we're saying it for our sakes, it means when the sun actually set, chetzimil, anywhere from 9 to 12 minutes. It's like a wink of an eye. That's how quick it is. It's the shortest time over here. Then nichnas, the night enters in, and the day goes out. And it's impossible for anyone to get that exact spot. Lomer alav. Vashi chetzimil. Zeu shia orach beinu shemashos. That is the length of beinu shemashos. Liacha chetzimil. And after that chetzimil, 9 to 12 minutes. Havi laila. That's called nighttime. All you have to do is look at your watch. You don't have to look at the what's going on in the sky. Rabbi Yossi says it's ke'erev ayin. Kishir kritzat ayin. It's like winking the eye, b'rifyon, softly. For a little bit chazaka, not hard. I mean, there's two ways you could break your eye. I mean, there's a few milliseconds of nafkaminim over here, but, okay, b'rifyon, it's either closing your eyes softly or faster. You could try it out. You could try and open your eyes afterwards. So, Zeh nichnas, halayla nichnas, at that moment the day is the night is entering in, and the day is going out. Yitzia zu in kenisa zeh. Sorry, yitzia zeh. The day going out with the night coming in that wink of an eye, kishehei mitpashrim, when they're together at the same time, mixed together, kari bein shemashos. That moment is bein shemashos. The cold, the mekame hachi, anything that's before this, have a yom ma'aliyah. That's a full day. Let's stay completely, and any time after that is nice. So three shitas in the Bryce. So we have a Bryce that says that Benish Mashos is Suffolk. It could be one of three Sfeikot. And then we have three shitas in the Bryce on what time is Shkia.
According to Rabbi Yossi, the whole Bryce is not practical, right?
Right, it's Suffolk. That moment is Suffolk.
Yeah, but that moment is not...
The moment that you wake your eye, you got to be Machmir.
No, you're not in all these other things that they're worried
about. Ah... Yeah, it's just a second. No. Yeah, I guess so. Maybe if Yossi is Cholik on the mission.
Okay.
The
question is, probably there's a period of time that in that period of time he's Mesubik. Maybe that he doesn't know when Benesh Moshes will be.
Yeah, and that winking of an eye, if you could.
No.
Move
he doesn't know when that winking of an eye.
No, that's
a half an hour.
When does it come in?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know when this comes in.
So
he knew. I mean, Tosfot starts going there. Rabbi Yossi obviously knew. He was a Bachi in these things, and they want to bring a raya from Rav Yossi that maybe today that we don't know Beit Shemashos because it's a suffix among the Rabbanim, not from Moshe Rabbeinu. They go into this Tosfot over here, Rabbi Yossi.
No, but if he's saying it the entire time of it, just
now here's the time. He seemed to know that Beit Shemashos started here and finished there,
yeah.
And it was a wink of an eye. He
was
in suffix on it.
No, I mean, I don't know when it is.
No, that could work because in Beit Shemashos is when you can't do Hatzmana and all these other things.
But no, so that's what you're saying. It's a half hour a day that he can't do it tomorrow, he can't do anything because he don't know. Maybe it's that.
Then that's not his sheet.
I don't know.
Yeah, because if you look at Bashi, right at that moment, it's over, it's nighttime. The whole suffix, according to Rabbi Yossi, is a wink of an eye. So this twilight period where you're allowed to do things is a wink of an eye.
That's why the whole twilight time is a suffix of the glider, because maybe the half hour.
But that wink of the eye. What? And that wink of an eye is where the suffix is for Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah, maybe the wink of an eye was in the beginning of the Shkia.
He doesn't say it though. If we look at the words of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beinu Shemashos, the whole Beinu Shemashos is clarifying. That suffix period that we're talking about is a wink of an eye. And Rashi says, the night comes in, the night comes out, that time period is Beinu Shemashos. And Rabbi Yossi obviously knew, it's a suffix for him, during that wink of an eye, what it is. But you're right, so therefore the Mishnah that we saw over here, obviously you can't start doing Hatmana and asking and doing your Maisa or your Erev Chatzeros in that time period. Good horror. Okay. Omemar. That's the Brysa. This is the famous Brysa on Beinish Shemashos. This is where our information comes in. We saw a little bit of it in the beginning of the Masechta Brachos, but this is the main Sugya of Beinish Shemashos. This is where the Rabbeinu Tam is going to come in, the Gvor, and everybody's going to start coming in and tumulting. How do you judge the times and everything? Before that, we mentioned Omer Mar, that's going back on the Brysa. Matili Malto Lechomish Neyomim. We take on the Chumrah of both days. So let's say it's Sunday. Sunday, Beinu Shemashos has a dinner both Sunday and Monday. That's what we mean. L'may Yilchasa. What halach is this going on? Rashi? L'may Yilchasa, Yatilu alav suffix Shema Mishneim Yeshpo. What halacha do we have that because of the suffix we put on that it's both days? Bishleim is suffix kulim in a yom, ikha. When we say the whole thing is a suffix day, we have what to talk about. Lenyin Motzi Shabbos. We have to be misupik that the whole Beinu Shemashos is day Motzi Shabbos, and therefore you have to wait till the sun comes out. Lahavi Hashem Tloy, and if you do something during Beinu Shemashos, during Motzi Shabbos, you have to bring an Hashem Tloy because it's a suffik. Suffik kulim in a laila, we also understand when you have to do that. La'inyan Lili Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, it's Shkia, because you have to assume it's nighttime, it's a suffik night, and if you do something during that time period, you have a suffik. It's a derisa. You have to bring up an Ashim Tloy. To say that it's both days, Friday or Sunday and Monday, where do you have a halacha like that? We understand the Kulei Yom, the Kulei Laila from Shabbos. So where's the Hilchasa? In a case of Tuma, to the Tanan, like the Mishnah in Zavim says, a Zav is someone that has some kind of seminal omission. This makes him tummy. If he sees it once, he has Tuma like a Balkari, he's got to go to the mikveh, and then he's tummy till nighttime. If he sees it twice, he has a din of two consecutive days, or two times in one day. Well, we're going to see a Kiddush over here once during Banish Mashos, because Banish Mashos has a din of 2 days. So again, he has to have two real, either twice in one day, or once in two consecutive days, or the Kiddush over here is going to be during Banish Mashos. If Banish Mashos on Sunday is called Sunday and Monday, then that's going to be considered seeing like two real. It's two real over here. In that case over there. So the Zav that sees twice is a Zav. If he sees three times, he's got to bring up a Korban. Kiddetanan. Vashne Yomim, if he sees 2 days, Banish Shemashos, Sunday in twilight, Monday in twilight, that's a Suffolk Tumah LeKorban. He has a Suffolk Tumah as a Zav and a Korban. Even though someone has to see three times to bring up a Korban if he's a Zav, over here, since he saw Banish Shemashos, and we don't know what Banish Shemashos is, maybe it's 2 days, it has both Sunday and Monday, therefore we give him the Chumrah, a Pi Suffolk, and he has a Suffolk Korban to bring up. If he only saw once, he saw one Zav mission during Banish Shemashos, he's suffered with Tumah 7 days, and we have to treat him such. That's the Nafkamin on 2 days. Now, Lamaisa, there's a lot of long Rashis going into all the Cheshbonot, the three different possibilities of a Zav based on these things. We have a Sugya of Banish Shemashos that I want to start covering into, so I'm going to leave these Rashis right now in the last 2-3 minutes. That we have, I'm just going to run through the Rashis real quickly, because in the matter of priorities over here, I think the priorities is spending time on Banish Shemashos. We have time. Hagufa, Kasha. We have a Kasha in the Etzim bright, in the Etzim first sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Remember, Rebbe Yehuda is, you're looking at the sky. You see the eastern side getting red, and then it starts darkening on the horizon while it's still a little lighter up on top. Hagufa Kasha. In the Etzim halakha that he said, there's a Kasha. Amart, you said, Ezehu Banish Shemashos, Mishatishka Chama, from the time that the sun set, Kol Zman Shmipnei Mizrak Madim, the whole time that it's red. Oh, so Mashma, only that time, that's when Shkia starts. Ha-Hiksi Fatakto, Falahiksi Fa'elyon, Shpilailahu. But when the bottom part gets dark and the top part is still light, that should be night. They said, you're thinking, what kind of, where's the simonim? He gave two simonim. The first one is, the Pnei of the Mizrach is light, is red. And then also, mashma only with that point. But if it gets dark, that bottom part, and the top part is light, it should be night. Fahadatana, and then the Rebbe Yehuda, goes on and returns and says, Hiksi fatakton vela hiksi fa'elyon, the bottom part gets dark, and not the top part gets dark, that's Banish Shemashos. We don't understand what he's saying. We don't know how to read Rebbe Yehuda's sheet over here with the sky getting red and then the sky getting dark. So there's going to be two Amoras over here. They're going to argue on Rebbe Yehuda is, and that's going to make a nafkamina on the Zman, and that's going to be our halacha of Banish Shemashos. Two Machloket Amoraim. How do you understand Rebbe Yehuda in the Brisa? Omer Rabba, this is Rabba's sheet. Omer Rabba, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Shmuel. Korach Vitani. You combine the two, it's really one. There's two different simonim, which is really the same thing. It's not one and then the other one, where one will come and exclude the other one. It's korach, like you sandwich the two of them, the tani, and you learn it's the same thing. And how do you read it? How do you read Rebbe Yehuda now? Ezu Banish Shemashos. What time is Banish Shemashos? Mishatishka Achama, from the time the sun sets, Kol Zman Shpnei Mizrak Madim, that time over there. And also, the continuing of Banish Shemashos is all the time, the Hiksif Hatakton, all the time that the bottom is dark, below Hiksi Fa'elyon, but the top part of the sky is not dark. Nami Banish Shemashos, that's also a Hemshech of the Zman of Banish Shemashos. Hiksi Fa'elyon, the Hishvi Latakton, now when the top part of the sky is the same darkening as the bottom part of the sky, that's Lilo. So that's how we learn it. It's all one shear of Banish Shemashos. Rav Yosef Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Rav Yosef is going to be cholik on Rabba. Rabba holds that this Pnei, the redding of the sky is the beginning of Beinu Shemashos. Rav Yosef is going to say, nope, you have to read the Mishnah differently. Hachi Ketani, this is how you have to read the Brisa, sorry. Mishatishka HaChama calls Mach Pnei Mizrak Me'idim. When the sun sets, the whole time that the eastern sky is red, Yom. That's not Beinu Shemashos. That's still day. The first part of Rabbi Yehuda is letting you know when day is. The first sheet is that's already the start of Beinu Shemashos. He's holding it's still day. Meaning, Rav Yosef is going to have a shorter Beinu Shemashos part. The first one says, Rabbi Yehuda says, when the sky is redding, that's already starting Beinu Shemashos in the time period. Rav Yosef says, no, that's still day. Now, all the time that the eastern sky is red is still considered day. Hiksi fa takton v'lo hiksi fa elyon. Now that once the bottom part of the rising gets dark and the top part is not, that's Beinu Shemashos. That's when Beinu Shemashos begins. Hiksi fa elyon v'hich fa letakton, that's Lila. That's nighttime. Rashi, they're all the way down at the bottom. Pnei Mizrach Madimim, Adayin lo hiksi fa filu letakton, when the sky is all red, obviously it didn't get dark the bottom part. So that's where the steer was. Korach v'tadi, you combine the two of them. Shnei hadavarim v'kerach echad, in one combination. B'tor echad, one halacha with it. Okay, so that's the difference between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Now, this machlok and Rabba and Rav Yosef, on what time shkia is, one holds it's longer. Rabba holds that shkia is longer, it's a much longer time, because he includes the redding of the sky. Rav Yosef holds it's a shorter time. V'azdu l'taimehu, they go according to the sheet on how long is Beinu Shemashos. The Itmar, Shir Beinu Shemashos, Bekama, how long is the time of Beinu Shemashos? Omer Rabba, first one, Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Shlosha Chelki. It's three portions. Chelik. Chelik is a portion over here. Three Chelki, that's what we heard from him. Three Chelki meal, of that meal that we saw. The meal is, we'll take on for 24 minutes right now. Shlosha Chelki meal, what does that mean? My gimel chelki meal, what is three portions of a meal? Elaim, and maybe you want to say three portions of a meal, is talat. Talat is Aramee for shlosh. You interchange the tuf and the shin. Talata, palgi, maybe you want to say three halves. What does it mean three chelki, three portions? Three halves of a meal? Name, if so, just say meal and machetza. Don't say three portions, say meal and a half. It's three halves. Well, it must be talata. Tilti, three-thirds of a meal. It's three-thirds of a meal. Three portions of a meal, so three-thirds. Name again. Say meal, just say a meal. It's one meal. Three-thirds is a meal. Ela tlata rivi. It's three-fourths of a meal. Three-quarters of a meal, which if a meal is 24 minutes, three-quarters of a meal is 18 minutes. That would be... That's Rabba's Shita. 18 minutes. Beinu Shemashos is 18 minutes. According to the Shita in Rav Yehuda, 18 minutes. Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosef, who said that it was a shorter time period. Let's see Rashi real quickly. Azdu l'taimehu, they go according to Tamim. The Rabba of a Shir Beinu Shemashos Nafish. Rabba holds the amount of time of Beinu Shemashos is Nafish, is more. Rav Yosef Sover Zuta, he holds that it's less. So Yosef holds it's 18 minutes. Rav Yosef holds that it's a shorter period. Why? Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, it's shnei chelki. It's two chelki meal, two portions of meal. Again, the same style of Gemara. What do you mean two chelki meal? My shnei chelki meal. What does it mean two chelki meal? Elei mitrei palgi meal. It means two halves. Palgi is a half a meal. Lema meal. Just say a meal. Ta'ele trei rivai meal. Maybe it's two fourths of a meal. Lema chetzi meal. Just say chetzi meal. Ela trei tilti meal. It's two-thirds of a meal. Two-thirds of a meal would be, right, if a meal is 24, 16. My binayo, so what's the difference between them? It could be binayo, palga de darka, a half of a six. Darka is a six. One-twelfth. One-twelfth is 2 minutes. Okay, according to Ravashi, palga de darka, that's it for the math. Okay, well, there's a rabbeinu time we have to work with it. The difference between the two shitas is 1/12 of a meal, which is 2 minutes. The shir de Rava is 3/4, is 18 minutes of a meal. Hayenu tisha palge. That would be nine halves of a donka. Nine half donkas, not nine twelfths over here. The shir of Yosef is shmona palge donka, which would be 8/12. And a donka is a shtut, is a six over here. Okay, we're going to save Rabbeinu Tam for tomorrow. We're going to go a little bit, start tomorrow's shir, the beginning of Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just going to take 5 minutes and go through these long Rashis, since we've covered every Rashi in shir, and I'm just going to read the Rashis over here. I'm going to intonate it and not speak out all the sheets of Rashi. Shnei Ben Shemashos. Again, we're dealing with a Zav. A Zav saw Ben Shemashos. We're going to give him the Chumrah of both days, saying that he saw both days. Ziva de Zav Metame Biyamin, they can be Metame in days, Ubriot, Bein Shavar Shtein Biyom Echad, Bein Shavar Shtein Bishnei Yomim. You have to see at least twice for Tzufim. Bein Shavar Echad Mishnei Yomim Kom Bein Shemashos. Or if he saw once during Bein Shemashos. Chashiv Leik Shtei Riyot, it's considered two Riyot, Mishum Yomim, because of days. The Alfinu Mezachal Nekeva, we have a limit over there, Man Nekeva Biyomim, Afal Zach Biyomim, the Riyot Begufia, so it has even Bein HaShemashos, even if he sees once, it's called like he saw it 2 days. Suffolk Latuma LaKarban, he has a Suffolk Latuma LaKarban. Rashi is going to go through three different scenarios of mixing in, if he could be, if it's completely day, if it's completely night, if it's both them over there, that's how he's going to have the Suffolk of the Tuma. Suffolk Tuma, Suffolk Tar. If he sees once, he's a Suffolk Tuma, Suffolk Tar. Safik Chayiv Korban, if he sees twice during Bein HaShemashos, it's going to be Safik Chayiv Korban, Imatuma. Safik Enu Chayiv Korban. Aval Tamei Shiva, if he saw it twice Bein HaShemashos, for sure he's going to be Tamei Shiva. Tzav Bal Shtei Riyot, or Shnei Yomim, Kol Torah Tuma Zavin Alav. Vishlishi, Meviyoto Lidei Korban. The third time he sees, brings him to a Korban. Vizeh Shavar Shnei, Bein HaShemashos, he saw two Bein HaShemashos, Safik Yom Echad Hu, Vitami Vishnei Riyot, or Shnei Yomim Etzufim Heim. Vetami bo nami betorat yomim safik beit yomim she'ein mitzufim heim vetorah mitum shivad ele kibal keri bi'alma delav shtei riyot biyom echad ika v'lo shnei yomim mitzufim ika. Okay, safik she'ein gimel yomim mitzufim tizav gamohu af lekorban. Ketzad, how do you have the case if he only sees twice? It's a safik of 3 days. He's going to be a safik for korban. Ketzad shem ben shemashos rishon kula min yom o ben shemashos shei kula min laila. And it's a yom echad hifsik bein time v'tar. In that case, it will be completely tahar. Or shnei min a yom tahavilu shnei yomim mitzufim v'kol v'chein. Im shnei min a laila havilu nami shnei yomim mitzufim. It won't be chayv a korban. But or shema im a rishon min a laila v'sheni min a yom tahavilu nami shnei riot biyom echad v'tami shiva v'kol elu v'ein kan korban. Or the third case, or shema shteihem a riot. I'm accepting biyom umikran v'laila. It's part night, part day. V'yesh kan shloshu v'tzufim v'yeh. You have your 3 days. V'chein im arishon miktzatzim biyom umiktzatzim v'laila. V'shnia kula min alaila or arishon kula min ayom v'shnia umiktzat biyom umiktzat v'laila. Havilu gimel yom v'tzufim. That's how you get your 3 days with two seers. V'toran korban. Now he needs a korban. Hilchak safik. It's a safik. He has to bring a korban out for the korban. Umevi chata ta'of habam ala safik. That's in ashen tloy. V'ein nachelet, and he can't eat it, but he can't eat his korban. Why? Or the kohen can't eat it. The lav bar korban ubis. Maybe we take on both chumas. He has to bring a korban, but it also might not be a korban. Umelikar kulin nevela. And if you do malik on the kulin, it's nevela. V'alachat bein shmoshos safik letuma shem miktzatz biyom miktzatz belayla v'ein achom beit yomim v'tami zayin or shem kula min a yom or min a layla v'ein kan ela echad.